This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain, Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station right here, Studio E, to great radio stations all across America and across the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the third watch right now, thanks for helping keep America rolling along. By that, I mean our over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheel drivers, men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also, our FedEx and UPS and our bulk mail centers, delivering the mail to the bulk mail centers and the post offices, so you get your letters and stuff today. Also, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. Not to forget about our Amazon partners that are delivering packages and parcels all across the United States as we speak. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook group. And we're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab. We're also on Parler. And we're also on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America. That's all lowercase, Captain's America. And our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That would be the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right. And joining us right now from California, we have a surprise for you. Kyle Warren is back because Ron Edwards has the day off today. He's on vacation, as a matter of fact, for the next several days. So we've got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Great. Good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
Yep, and welcome back. And I'm going to kill these guys. Okay, see ya. It's pretty warm right here right now, so they're going to want to go back into the air conditioning because I got 76 on one thermometer and 74 on the other, so that's pretty warm for this time of the morning. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
You betcha. And we also emphasize those two words in there, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we think that you should know that and do a little check into yourself and see what you think. All right, well, Kyle, we're going to start with some breaking news that's out there for the truckers and the people out on the highways and byways. We've got two tornado warnings right now, Missouri and, let's see, I guess they're both in Missouri. Okay.
That's right, Captain. We have two that are currently active in Missouri right now in the Bollinger and Cape Girardeau counties. Confirmed a large, extremely dangerous tornado was located near Glen Allen, moving at 45 miles an hour to the northeast, this at 3:44 a.m. Central Time. And then also in Missouri, Butler and Ripley counties, severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located near Doniphan, moving at east at 55 miles per hour.
And we've had these storms bouncing around all night long all through this area. So until it gets daylight, we won't really know what's happened in the way of any extended damage. Most people don't just walk outside in the middle of the night to do that checking. They wait till daylight. So we'll see what happened, but there's a possibility there could have been some damage done with some of these storms.
Well, certainly, and even on the radar map, we're seeing all kinds of heavy rain, especially around the Cape Girardeau area, down towards Poplar Bluff, for example, so there's a lot going on.
Now, let's take a look at Donald Trump and his great adventure yesterday, because Stormy Daniels was ordered to pay Trump $122,000 because of the fact that she still owed him money. Meantime, Trump was arraigned and went back to Florida to give a speech last night and kind of just did a no-holds-barred approach, if you will.
Well, he did. He did. He certainly went after the DA. He went after the special counsel, for example. And that was intermixed, of course, with a lot of other very serious, evaluations of where we're at as a country right now. So this whole thing does play into Trump's message, that's for sure. And certainly the message, Captain, that he's being unfairly targeted and politically prosecuted because of political reasons, basically. So it was a very, very, very substantive in that regard.
Well, I don't think there's anybody that's not paying attention to this that doesn't believe that he is being unfairly targeted.
Well, certainly, because one thing is for sure, former President Trump was not running for president at this point, if he had simply, bowed out of politics, I doubt that this kind of prosecution would ever have been brought. But just this indictment, Captain, this was the big reveal. We were all waiting for this indictment, and there wasn't anything more there than what we already had suspected, and it was a big fizzle in terms of what was revealed in this indictment.
Well, that's the thing. This attorney seems to have bitten off more than he can chew, this district attorney, and it looks as if it's not going to go anywhere. The majority of the people, the talking heads that know what they're talking about, are agreeing with that. So we'll have to see where all of this goes. All right. Coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It is a Wednesday morning, and I'm talking to Kyle Warren. I'll be back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, welcome back everybody to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce bringing you today's program, Wednesday. We'll be right back with Kyle Warren after I tell you about this portion of the program being brought to you by Moss Family Automotive and Moss Nissan. That's Moss Nissan. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, mossnissan.com. They've got their Nissan dealerships in Crystal River. The big flagship store is in Newport Richey at 1954. Plus, they have Nissan and Acura right there on Florida Avenue in Tampa, side by side. And their all-new Moss Nissan store on State Route 50 in Brooksville, just this side of the Sun Country Expressway that's right there, just this side, about 150 feet in off that ramp. And you'll see it on the right side, on the south side of the highway. So there you go. Now, make sure you check them out and take advantage of the You Serve, You Save program that they have, which means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're an EMS, firefighter, or police officer, and all church pastors, too, get a great deal offered to you from Moss Family Automotive. There you go. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Check them out. Save some money. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Thanks for doing a little double duty here.
Oh, my pleasure. Glad to be here.
All right. Now, we were just talking about something here off air, and you wanted to render an opinion about it. What is it that you wanted to say?
Well, you know, we're looking at this indictment, and again, this was supposed to be the big reveal. This was going to be the time when there was going to be the substance. Up to this point, it was all speculation of what these charges were going to be all about and what law they were going to try to invoke and what did President Trump do that was illegal. And so here we have this indictment now, and there was no big payoff. And you hear these legal experts like Alan Dershowitz or Jonathan Turley, who aren't Trump supporters, but they love the law and they support the law. And I think they're just flabbergasted that there's nothing there.
Well, you're right about the fact there's no there, but maybe that's the reason why we now know why they wanted to keep the Trump indictment sealed, because they didn't have anything of substance to put in there to begin with.
Well, exactly. I think they wanted to have the big spectacle. They wanted to march Trump in and fingerprint him and all this kind of thing, and then have D.A. Bragg come out later and make his remarks about it. And even that didn't really go very well, Captain.
No.
It's as if, you know, they're trying to say, look, he did these crimes to cover up the larger crime, but they never really detail what that larger crime is. I guess we're supposed to make assumptions about that, but in our system, Captain, as far as I understand, you're not supposed to make those assumptions. It's supposed to be spelled out in minute detail what crime you're accused of doing. I thought this was America and not the old Soviet Union.
Let me use a term that I've heard many times before used in situations like this. This has become Mickey Mouse at the very least.
That's right. Well, and even, yeah, we don't even want to offend Mickey Mouse with this, but you're right. It is. It's a Mickey Mouse kind of operation that's going on. And I think it's important to point out, Captain, that this DA, Alvin Bragg, ran to be elected to this position based on the sole idea that he was going to get Donald Trump. So this, again, harkening back to the old Soviet Union, the idea, show me the man, I'll show you the crime. This is political persecution at its very height, and then taking our own justice system, which belongs to all of us, and then perverting it in this way is absolutely unconscionable.
Well, again, I believe you're absolutely right in what you're saying. I just wish that you weren't, because you gotta wonder, you know, how did these people? And by the way, if I'm watching these people and monitoring them, say for their job performance or whatever, or whether or not they're doing what they're supposed to be to supply the best possible help that they can for the people, okay? Because it's all about the people here. I'm giving each and every one of them an F.
No kidding. No kidding. Well, and I think they also, they want the spectacle. They want the 34 counts. My goodness gracious me. Yeah, you know, they want people to hear this. Oh my gosh, Trump was indicted on 34 counts? Oh, it must be bad. It must be really serious. But of course, what they don't tell you is that they're multiplying out each of these quote occurrences and getting the maximum number out of them to get to that number of 34.
Yeah, they are. And again, people don't seem to understand it, or if they do, they're not saying much of anything. Okay, hold that thought. Let me see here. Let's go to the phone line. Backgammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, Trump is facing a biased prosecutor, probably going to be a biased jury. They got to move that thing out of this new venue. And I think Trump needs to basically forget about the past, come out with constructive criticism, figure out what needs to be done around the country, and emphasize that. I think that's the main thing for his election and stuff. All right, that's it, Captain.
He brings out a couple of interesting points there, Kyle, but the hard part is going to be the change of venue.
Yes, that's really true. Certainly in Manhattan, the president, former president, can't get a fair trial. I think that much is obvious. And then trying to get it to a place like Staten Island would probably be the most advantageous for Donald Trump in that area.
Well, it doesn't even have to be Staten Island. It can be Westchester County. It could be further up the line, Poughkeepsie. It could be, just somewhere to where it's outside the Manhattan area, because that's the problem.
Well, certainly. And one could even almost argue as well that really in this kind of environment, can Donald Trump get a fair trial anywhere in the United States? Only insofar as the fact that you're not going to find anybody who doesn't have some kind of a very entrenched opinion about the former president, for better or for worse. So I can't imagine what jury selection might be like. But, you know, Captain, I'm wondering if this will ever see the inside of a courtroom by the time we get to that point, based on the flimsiness of this indictment. And if it's simply looked at as a matter of law, you would think that any judge that would be reasonable and consistent would say, nope, go try again. This doesn't work.
Okay. And we'll see what happens. And, folks, I am talking to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And Kyle's been doing some extra duty today because Ron Edwards has the week off. He's off on vacation somewhere. I think he went to the Northwest someplace up there.
Yeah, so we wish him well. Have fun, Ron. Absolutely.
Yep. The Idaho governor has come out and said the execution drugs that they need to give their people a lethal injection are almost impossible to get. Now what?
Very good question. Well, that's right. Well, certainly, you know, we've heard tell recently, too, of the idea of having a firing squad or this kind of thing.
And was that Idaho?
I'm trying to recall if I might have been, yes. And then you actually had one particular infamous person request a firing squad in recent years. But definitely, if they're not able to provide the appropriate form of execution, it may cause a delay, there's no doubt.
Well, let's hope not. Delays are not good in the execution business.
Well, certainly, yeah. Once all the appeals are exhausted and all these things, and then that's where it ends up.
Now, conservatives are demanding Republican attorney generals go after the Bidens with corruption charges and get creative with some of the charges they go after them with. That's not a bad idea, but are they going to do it?
Well, a good question. Basically, again, you're always trying to get away from the idea that there are political motivations or simply trying to get something to a political end. That being said, though, Captain, I think that as you look at what the Bidens have been up to and what's available, it certainly warrants a deeper investigation. There's no doubt about that.
All righty, here comes the music. I will let you go. Thank you very much for coming on and doing an extra segment. We appreciate that, and we will talk to you tomorrow morning.
Sounds good, Captain. Thank you.
Thank you. Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics. Make sure you check out his website, kylewarrenshow.com. That's kylewarrenshow.com. Get his podcast over there. And you'll hear him on the air with me earlier in the morning, usually a couple hours, 2 to 4 or thereabouts. But we brought him on to stick around for a little extra. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Former President Trump and GOP 2024 presidential frontrunner is accused of orchestrating a scheme to bolster his 2016 presidential campaign. Manhattan prosecutors allege the 45th president pleaded not guilty to the charges during an hour-long court appearance in Manhattan yesterday. District Attorney Alvin Bragg.
Earlier this afternoon, Donald Trump was arraigned on a New York Supreme Court indictment, returned by a Manhattan grand jury on 34 felony counts of falsifying business records in the first degree.
One of Trump's lawyers.
He's frustrated, he's upset, but I'll tell you what, he's motivated, and it's not going to stop him, and it's not going to slow him down.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
What makes a banana republic? It's not about what you did, it's who you are. Bill Clinton was president of the United States. He lied under oath about sexual allegations.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
With Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And before I get to Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback, I want to remind you that this portion of the program is brought to you by our good friends at My Store and MyPillow.com, where you will always use the promo code CAPTAIN for whatever you want to buy there. Now, Mike Lindell owns both of those entities, and, of course, we all know about Mike Lindell and what he's all about. By the way, he was at Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago last night when he gave his speech. I happened to see him walking up through the crowd, so there you go. But Mike Lindell, check out MyPillow.com, MyStore.com, and the promo code is always going to be the word CAPTAIN. The word CAPTAIN will be the promo code to save you a bunch of money over there. Okay, let's go over to Patrick Hyland, Sports Zone quarterback, and good morning, Mr. Hyland, sir.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce.
Good morning, America. Happy hump day. Good old Wednesday. Getting through it. Tomorrow, the Masters starts, Captain. Looking forward to good old Augusta National. Such a pretty place. Such a neat golf tournament. Looking excited for that, to say the least. A lot of people are talking about who's going to win it. Can Scotty Scheffler go back to back? Very difficult, Captain. Very difficult for somebody to go back to back when it comes to the Masters tournament. It's only happened a few times. And the company is Tiger Woods and Jack Nicklaus. So it's just a very difficult place to win back to back. Tough track. It can play really tight or it can play really open. But if you just miss by just a little bit, that course eats you up. But it's such a pretty place for people to watch on TV. And I would like to get up there one day and walk that place, Captain. I think that'd be a lot of fun, to say the least. So
I was there once. And
were you there? Very good, Cap.
Yep, I was in the gallery once, one time.
Mm-hmm. It's a neat experience, I'm sure, to say the least.
Yep.
Also, Captain, a little football news. John Elway, great quarterback of the Denver Broncos, and most recently in the management of the Denver Broncos, officially ends his role there with them. And he had a heck of a run. You know, he did great by bringing in Peyton Manning to lead the Broncos to a Super Bowl title, and they haven't been back to the playoffs since. It's been a lot of years. So hopefully they'll get it together here out there in Denver and see what happens. Mr. Richardson, the QB from the Florida Gators, he's going to meet with the Ravens, the Titans, and the Falcons. So he's going to probably go in the first round somewhere, Captain, and that's kind of out of nowhere. So they're just looking. Everybody's looking for that savior at quarterback. It is a quarterback-driven league, to say the least now. President Joe Biden is to host UConn and LSU at the White House, the men's and women's and champions of the NCAA basketball tourney. Congratulations to them. But, I tell you, they did it up on Monday night, didn't you, UConn? I mean, they just smothered San Diego State University, 76-59. That was pretty impressive, Captain, to say the least.
Yep.
I think overall it was a pretty good tournament. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, it was okay. I would have hoped that Florida Atlantic could have done a little better. I mean, they just barely missed.
Yeah, it would have been neat to see what they could have done against UConn with their great defense. But I don't know. UConn, it just seemed like they were destined after they won their first game in the tournament. They just looked that good. Mm-hmm. You know, they just looked like they were ready for this. So gotta take your hats off to those guys. Browns wide receiver, Captain, Robert Woods, tore his Achilles during an off-season workout with Deshaun Watson. That's a shame. He could have maybe had another couple of years left in the wide receiver, elites, but he just that's a tough one to come back from after you do that. I remember when it happened to Dan Marino, and he was able to come back from it. But, man, it's tough for a wide receiver. How they have to just rely on pushing off and cutting back to the ball. It's going to be very difficult. So, how about a little baseball talk, Captain? The Tampa Bay Rays are 5-0. They beat the Nationals last night, 10-6.
They're 5-0 now?
5-0, my man.
All right, well, when they were 4-0, they won their first four ever.
Yeah.
So now they're 5-0. That's the first time they've done that ever. How about that?
Yeah, it's really neat. I got to give them credit. And that's just a tough division. The Blue Jays won. Yankees are looking good. It's still early, but this is a great start. And they did it in a different way for them. The pitching wasn't on yesterday for the Tampa Bay Rays,
mm-hmm.
but they put 10 runs on the board. So that's what you need. You know, you can't win every game 2-1 and 3-2 in today's world. It's just not there. With now no shift, okay, and the guys get stronger and bigger and just pounding the baseball. So that's made it very entertaining, to say the least. Last night's game, the Dodgers beat the Rockies 5-2 to end it at night. Hey, people don't have some time today. This is a great day to watch some great baseball. The Cubs will take on the Reds at 12:30. Phillies at the Yankees at 1. Braves will be playing the Nationals again at 1. Twins and Marlins at 1. I like when they do all these afternoon games, Captain. I think it's just a neat thing to do once in a while. You know, mix it up a little bit. So get people to come out to the ball games. You know, take a personal day, take a half a day, and go enjoy it. That's what the summer of baseball's always been. And I know a lot of people enjoy that. How about a little hockey news, Captain? We are getting close to playoff time, sir. So should be a lot. What happens in that realm? The Bruins, the Maple Leafs, and the Lightning, they're leading the Atlantic Division. And Boston, they have 60 wins, Captain. I'm telling you, man, they just, from the beginning of the year, you know, you heard me talk about the Bruins just looking so good. The surprising team to me is the Hurricanes. Carolina, our friends up there in the South, in Georgia and Carolinas, Tennessee, who pull for them.
Okay.
That's going to be a team to look at. They're starting to play it like UConn at the right time. And that's what one of them always comes down to. And then out West, the Avalanche, you know, the champions, they're looking good also. And the Golden Knights, what they've done with that Las Vegas group is unbelievable. They're just doing a fantastic job. Now we'll see what the Las Vegas Raiders can do this upcoming year. They've done a lot of changes, a lot of things happening. Speaking about changes, Captain, you know, a lot of things happen in the insurance world every day. Things change all the time. I like to help out people in that department. All you have to do is give me a call at 813-966-1052. Easy number to remember, 813-966-1052. And it's just all about, Captain, getting a second set of eyes on your paperwork, getting a relationship with your agent to feel comfortable and trust. You know, the biggest thing, Captain, is I don't think people follow people unless they trust them. And that's what I try to do every day. There's times where I don't even make a sale, Captain. It's just not the right fit. And if it's not the right fit, you know I walk away. And then we tackle it again the following year. There's times where I've had to relay people to other companies that was just better off for them. And that's what it's all about. But normally I save people several hundred dollars a month or get a more appropriate insurance for themselves. A lot of realm and reasons. So, again, my name is Patrick Hyland. My phone number is 813-966-1052. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain by meeting with me over a cup of coffee. We'll talk some sports, as I like to say, and see if I can be of help to you or maybe a friend or a family member. Captain, always a pleasure. I wish you the best, my friend. Have a great day, and I look forward to seeing you soon. Thank
All
you
right.
so much.
All right, Patrick Hyland. And, of course, folks, Thursday I will be down at Mixon's Fruit Farm, the Groveside Cafe, from 11:30 to 1:30 for our monthly Have Lunch with the Captain down there. So Patrick sometimes shows up, don't know if he'll be there or not. If he does, I guess he'll let me know, and then we'll go from there. But in the meantime, don't forget that it is all about here on this program, people that are in the service industry and whatnot, whether they're selling insurance, whether they're selling houses, whatever they're selling, you gotta go with the reputable ones. Gotta go with the reputable ones. Okay, hold that thought. I'll be back with more. And the consumer quarterback right after these messages. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks
I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
In the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, thanks very much, Frank Stilato, for doing that for us. We appreciate that. And this portion of the program is being brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Of course, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road at the McIntosh ramp right there down in Sarasota. Now, all of the blinds, shades, and shutters that Dominic's Blinds and Shutters has come from the USA. They're made in the United States, and they are a Hunter Douglas dealer as well. Now, don't forget, Dominic's will also offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs in the immediate area only. So take advantage of that if you need it. They're there to help you. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchases at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number is 941-922-2345. That's the number to call to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. Again, the phone number, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did, and you might wind up with some really good donuts to sample on, too. They got some great donuts there. Always ask. You never know if you're going to get some or not, but there you go. All right, let's go over here to the real estate and consumer quarterback, none other than Brandon Rimes. And good morning there, Brandon.
Yeah, good morning, Captain.
Well, it's a good morning unless you want to go buy gasoline.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, it's OPEC. it's getting weird and wacky, and thank you very much, Joe Biden, for sticking it to us again.
Yeah, the traitor in chief up there. Yeah, he's the worst president in the history of the planet, but he doesn't care. He's on the inside. He's going to get kicked out from China, 10% for the big guy.
Well,
it's an unfortunate thing.
I hope that they're able to go after him and prosecute him the way that they tried to go on after Trump. I hope that they can do that. They need to do that.
Yep, exactly. We got the good Lord on our side, so we hope and pray that we have some proper recourse here, and there's blatant abuses by the left, and then they have to manufacture a crime against our commander in chief, the real president, Trump, who won the election but had it stolen from him with the ballot stuffing that we saw in 2000 mules, with the collusion with big tech through the FBI. It's unfortunate. It's really sad. It's unfortunate. On the real estate side, I got kind of a new study that came out. If I could share that with you, it'd be kind of interesting. So we've heard about the blue state to red state migration. That's something that we all knew, and that was very evident with the migration report, with Florida coming in number one with a positive 319,000 people moving to our state, beautiful state of Florida, where you and I live. And California being dead last. California was dead last, led by Tyrant Nelson out there. They lost 342,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
So we know about the blue state to red state migration. There was an interesting study that came out yesterday that I had mentioned on my program, where it's also west to east. So, and what I mean by that is 37 of the states, of the cities that had the most growth, we're in the east as far as population and increase in pricing. And 15, so we're talking about east of the Colorado. So 37 of the top 50 cities were on the east side of Colorado, and 15 that had declines were on the west side. So kind of interesting. Not only blue to red state, but also west to east seems to be beneficial for people in terms of if you live in a city with appreciation.
Well, there are some people that are moving west. I do know that. And Colorado may be one of the states where they're doing it. Wyoming certainly always was, as was Idaho and, Montana. And there was another state up in there. It might have been Utah was where people were moving. But they weren't going any further west, and they weren't going any further east.
Yeah, and I think the study was specific to the appreciation of the values in the city. So it was talking about the increase in cities. So, and a lot of it has to do with jobs, of course. Nashville came in number one on this jobs report that I just recently saw. Jacksonville came in the top three, and Austin, Texas was also number two on that list. So, yeah, a lot of it is dependent on jobs and, where people can afford to be. And where there's a need for them to be. So, that's a big part of it as well.
Mm. Now, the oil has started to go out of sight. Is that going to cause the percentages on the mortgages to go up as well? Are we going to see an attrition value there?
I'm not sure what that relationship is going to be, but I think when you think about new home starts and housing and builders, I think that, you know, that oil price going up is going to cost builders to move the product, move the supplies around, and I think that's going to affect new home building is for definite sure. That's going to increase the price on new home construction. So, and that's already been hampered, you know, with the supply chain and also labor force. So I think you'll see that.
Well, I'm watching home prices drop, and I saw it the other day when I was down south of the Bay, down there in Manatee County and a couple of different places down there. Prices were definitely lower. That must be because they've got a lot of inventory, it looked like.
Yeah, and certain, that's what you'll see, because real estate is so local. So each pocket, you'll find different pockets and corners of counties, et cetera, and each pocket's going to have its own kind of dynamic to it. So, yeah, we're noticing it overall in the Stellar MLS. That's the Mid-Florida Regional MLS as well, around Tampa Bay to Orlando down to Port Charlotte. And when you look at that, you see that there are some price decreasing activities happening, especially now. We're starting to see price cuts. And what happens is once those turn into closed sales, then that's when it'll make front page news and people will say, oh, yeah, prices are dropping. Mm-hmm. So we'll see some of that even in our area. The thing that's been helping us so much is that we still have low inventory. The inventory levels are still low, and it's considered a seller's market still.
Hmm. Okay, and I think, again, I see a lot of places. I don't see that many as what I used to for sale by owner.
Yep, that's what happens in this type of a market. A lot of the first sale by owners will go away, and we like it as realtors. You know, my wife and I own a real estate team at Keller Williams Realty, so we like it in these types of markets because our services are much more appreciated and much more needed in these types of markets because you can't just hang it out there and get a sale like you might have been able to do, you know, 8 months to a year ago.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, tell us how we can find your website.
Yeah, consumerqb.com is my website. Contact info there as well. Online at consumerqb.com. My show is called The Consumer Quarterback Show. So that's the website. It's consumerqb.com. And you can contact us at directly at 813-917-1894. That's my direct line. You can text that, 813-917-1894. And we appreciate you, Captain.
Thank you very much, Brandon. We look forward to talking to you again real soon.
All right, buddy. Have a good day.
All righty. That's Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback, and we appreciate him and everything that he does to try to help out the community. He's a whale of a guy there. So give him a shot, see what he can do for you. In the meantime, we're going to see if we can get this thing to play real quick here. Fire away when ready. Get it going.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. We tell the Hillsborough County Commission you need to open up site review so that you're not losing millions of dollars on a daily basis so the Excel system can be uploaded 24/7, 365. Let me say to Wisconsin, I hope you're voting for the conservative Supreme Court, Joseph Kelly. I hope none of you idiots in Madison didn't vote for anybody but the conservative Joseph Kelly for Supreme Court.
Let me handle this. He got beat.
Okay, beautiful. Okay, another cheat. Let me say this here. Let me handle the press conference for Donald Trump. Okay, here for this fraudulent case. The bottom line is this: Donald Trump did more for New York, building skyscrapers that touched heaven, and hired black, white, Italians, and everybody, while no one else put a brick in New York. Donald Trump is innocent of all charges. And Joe Biden is in jail.
Alrighty, we'll be back tonight with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Have yourself a great day. God bless America.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.